The Last Lion by William Manchester. The early life of Winston Churchill. Visions of glory. In the grand tapestry of history, few figures stand as tall as Winston Spencer Churchill, a man whose life was a testament to indomitable courage, lightning-fast intellect, and an irresistible will to action. Born in 1874, Winston was the son of Randolph Churchill, a member of Parliament and the Chancellor of the Exchequer, and Jenny Jerome, an American socialite. This aristocratic lineage, however, did not shield Winston from the challenges of his early life. Winston's parents, Randolph and Jenny, had a complicated marriage. Randolph, suffering from the second stage of syphilis, was often absent and unable to fulfill his marital duties, leading Jenny to seek companionship elsewhere. This tumultuous home life left Winston feeling neglected and rebellious. Raised primarily by his nanny, Elizabeth Everest, Winston struggled in school, showing little interest in his academic pursuits until he was sent to military school. The Making of a Leader: Military and Political Beginnings. Winston's journey to becoming one of the most iconic leaders of the 20th century began with his military career. Despite initial difficulties in gaining entrance to the Royal Military College at Sandhurst, he persevered and eventually graduated. His military service took him to India, where he also honed his skills as a news correspondent, reporting on conflicts in the Middle East and South Africa. It was during this time that he was arrested and famously escaped from a Boer prison camp, in an adventure that would later contribute to his legend. Winston's entry into politics was influenced by his father's position in Parliament. He lost his first bid for a seat in the House of Commons, but did not let this setback deter him. He eventually won his first seat in Oldham in 1900. Throughout his career, Winston was known for his stubbornness and willingness to speak his mind, even if it meant going against party lines. This trait often put him at odds with party leadership, but it also earned him a reputation as a man of principle. The Rise to Prominence. World War I and beyond, Winston's political career was marked by numerous cabinet positions and just as many controversies. During World War I, he served as First Lord of the Admiralty, but was forced to resign after the disastrous Dardanelles campaign. Undeterred, he joined his unit at the front in Flanders, where he lived and fought in the trenches, earning the respect of his fellow soldiers. The interwar period saw Winston's continued rise in politics, despite periods of ostracism. He was a vocal critic of the appeasement policy towards Nazi Germany, a stance that isolated him from many of his peers. However, his prophetic warnings about the dangers of Hitler's regime would eventually prove correct, and he would emerge as a leader in the fight against Nazism. Defender of the Realm, Churchill and World War II. The year 1940 marked a pivotal moment in Winston's life and in the history of Britain. As Nazi Germany swept across Europe, Winston Churchill became Prime Minister, a position he had long sought. The situation was dire. France had fallen, Belgium had capitulated, and Britain stood alone against the might of the German army. Churchill's leadership during this period was nothing short of extraordinary. He organized Britain's military response, compelled President Franklin D. Roosevelt to support the British cause, and personified the never-surrender ethos that would become the hallmark of British resistance. Churchill's speeches during this time are legendary, and his words continue to inspire. His address to the House of Commons on June 4, 1940, known as the "We Shall Fight on the Beaches" speech, is a testament to his oratory skills and his ability to rally a nation in its darkest hour. "We shall go on to the end. We shall fight in France. We shall fight on the seas and oceans. We shall fight with growing confidence and growing strength in the air. We shall defend our island, whatever the cost may be. We shall fight on the beaches, in the streets, in the fields, and in the hills. We shall never surrender." Adapting to a changing world. Post-war era. The end of World War II marked a significant shift in global power dynamics. The British Empire, once the dominant world power, was giving way to the United States and the Soviet Union. Churchill, ever the pragmatist, recognized this change and worked to adapt Britain to its new role. He maintained a close relationship with President Roosevelt and later with President Harry Truman, ensuring that Britain remained a key player in international affairs. Despite his efforts, Churchill faced numerous challenges in the post-war era. He lost the 1945 general election and was replaced by Clement Attlee, but he continued to play a significant role in British politics. His later years were marked by a mix of personal struggles and public triumphs, including his return to the office of Prime Minister in 1951. Becker, the legacy of Winston Churchill. Winston Churchill's life was a complex tapestry of triumphs and pitfalls, of grand victories and personal struggles. He was a man of indomitable spirit, whose will to action and unwavering commitment to his principles guided him through some of the most tumultuous periods in history. As we reflect on his life, it is clear that Churchill's legacy extends far beyond his political achievements. He was a writer, a painter, and a family man, deeply devoted to his wife Clementine and their children. His letters to Clementine, filled with passion and detail, stand as a testament to the love and support that sustained him throughout his life. In the end, Winston Churchill's story is one of resilience, of a man who faced countless challenges and yet remained steadfast in his convictions. As he once said, "Success is not final, failure is not fatal. It is the courage to continue that counts." This courage, this unwavering will to continue, is the essence of Winston Churchill's legacy, a legacy that continues to inspire and guide us to this day.